Welcome to the Philippe Matthews Show at thepmshow.tv. Named the Oprah of the Internet by Mark Victor Hansen, Philippe Matthews doesn't ask questions that are different. He simply asks questions that make a difference. The Philippe Matthews Show features entertainers, bestsellers, authors, thought leaders, change agents, and world-class experts in the field of personal, spiritual, and professional development. An internet marketing entrepreneur, Philippe is a creator of the How Movement, dedicated to teaching people how to move from the mindset of hope to the process of how. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, move from the mindset of why to the mindset of why not. Tune in right now to this latest edition of the Philippe Matthews Show and watch your life grow.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Philippe Matthews Show. And as I promised you, I asked a great gentleman to return to the Philippe Matthews Show because he is changing lives and changing the mindset and consciousness of the world. His name is Daniel Recknitzer, and he is the author of The All-Knowing Diary. But he is back doing something that is so greatly needed in the world today. He is launching the Consciousness Challenge. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Philippe. I'm well, and hello to everyone.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice, and I'm so glad that you are launching this initiative. Please tell us what the Consciousness Challenge is all about.
Yeah, look, it's a real, you know, a real passion of ours. The Consciousness Challenge is a not-for-profit initiative to raise the consciousness of humanity. You know, it's a touring workshop, a free program that we're going to be taking from all the way from Australia to the USA and to Europe and all around to help people realize that they are so much more than who they've been believing themselves to be. And yeah, love to tell you more.
Well, I can't wait because this is something, as I said earlier, so needed in the world today. Where did this concept come from? How did you begin putting together this nonprofit and this concept and idea?
Yeah, look, we've been teaching how to raise consciousness, Philippe, for about 6 years. And, you know, we've been having, you know, people coming into the workshop and we're getting great momentum. And but to me, I'm still seeing in the world people doing crazy things. You know, I don't know about you, Philippe, but, you know, you're hearing things on the news about pesticides that are killing bees, decisions to create more nuclear power plants as a source of energy. There is just so many crazy decisions that keep perpetuating that are going to affect not only this generation, but many, many generations to come. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the planet, I see, you know, I see absolute paradise. This Earth is a wonderland. And it just came to me, you know, in this, I guess, a flash of inspiration. Come on, you know, we can all do better than this. And let's band together. Let's take what I've been privileged to learn, raising consciousness, and let's take it to the masses. And let's stop at nothing to get it there.
Well, you know, this is fascinating because you and I come from a very spiritual background. But, you know, raising consciousness to some, they might not quite understand what that means. Give us a definition of what you mean when you say consciousness.
Yeah, sure. And we can look at it from different perspectives. So whether you have a spiritual background or not, let's kind of look at it from both perspectives. From, I guess, a very basic perspective, we get born into this earth. We pretty much get told who we are and who we aren't, that we're good at this and not good at that, and that we're desirable and not desirable. And then those belief systems end up generating decisions that we make. So because we think ourselves as small or not good enough, we make bad decisions. We make decisions that end up harming us and harming others. That's on a very, I guess, basic level. So on a very spiritual level, consciousness is this, I guess, this ever-permeating sea of energy, sea of intelligent energy that we are connected to. Now, what this sea of intelligent energy, another name for that energy, that intelligence, is called nature. And what this nature, this energy is trying to say is, stop believing that you are all those beliefs that you were brought up with. Stop believing that you are just only human. Stop believing that you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. Start seeing yourself as the interconnected energy, as brilliant, as genius personified, and then you'll stop destroying yourselves and you'll stop destroying the planet. Mm-hmm. That gives a bit of an overview.
Well, you know, this is awesome. I think there are people who are hearing for the first time that actually what they think and say as well as do can in the whole make a difference, either for good or for bad. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and that is absolutely spot on, and that really comes down to what the Consciousness Challenge is all about. If we keep relating to ourselves as not good enough, as only human and only here to make a buck, then that gets into our behaviors. We start making decisions based on that. So it's kind of like, you know, when you've got a car, and Philip, I don't know if you had this experience, you've had a car, you didn't really like your car, so you end up drinking in it, you end up eating in it, and you end up putting rubbish all over it. Have you ever had that experience? You just,
sure,
you know, you don't
sure.
like something, so you don't really, yeah. And vice versa, when you have a beautiful car, or say a beautiful car, you start treating it nicely. Well, that's what's happening on the planet. Because we don't see ourselves as these incredible, majestic beings, we start littering, we start treating the planet with a little bit disrespect. So the way we act on this planet is really a reflection of how we see ourselves. So the greater we see ourselves, the greater the decisions that come from that space become. So we start treating ourselves and everything a much higher degree of respect.
I love that. So subsequently, we also start treating ourselves with a higher degree of respect as well. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the big theme about a Consciousness Challenge is, you know, we often think that we're powerless to make change on this planet. But really, if we start changing our thoughts about ourselves, then we start acting and behaving in a different way. And then that impacts others, that inspires others, creates this massive chain reaction. So the Consciousness Challenge is all about, hey, it starts with us, and if all you ever did is raise your own consciousness, well, that is an enormous contribution to the whole planet.
Well, you know, and that I love, because not only that is that if you raise your consciousness, what you're saying is that you are enough, because a lot of people don't feel like they're worth anything, that they don't have anything that can disempower, disenfranchise, but understanding that just by raising their consciousness and taking that initiative, they're enough. It's enough.
It absolutely is, and that's the beauty of this, and that's what I think that's the big inspiration that came through to me was, if everyone can just recognize that it just takes these slight little incremental shifts in seeing themselves just a little bit more, just a little bit more worthy of love, just a little bit, you know, more deserving of a great life, that elevates the entire consciousness of the planet. And that's, you know, and then if you can bring a handful of people to the Consciousness Challenge as well, well, then not only are you, you know, making your own contribution to raising your own consciousness, but you're sharing it with a few other people, and that's definitely accessible for the majority.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Consciousness Challenge. This is going to be something that you're going to be doing physically in person around the world. This is something that you are going to be doing online. How can people participate? And even more importantly, let's talk about why should people participate?
Yeah, great question. Well, it's very exciting, and I think this has really been the culmination of my life's work. We are going to be spending about 3 hours together on a Friday night in many different cities. We're coming to LA and San Diego and Phoenix and some more cities, and we're going to be spending 3 hours together, and I'm going to take I'm kind of going to be the tour guide, and I'm going to help reveal to everyone what really lies within them. Because there's this incredible untapped reservoir of wisdom that many people don't even know they have. And so we're going to start tapping into that and accessing that. And when we learn to tap into that, we actually get to see who we really are. which is far bigger and more expansive than the beliefs we currently hold about ourselves. So we're going to go on this beautiful, beautiful journey revealing the inner wisdom that's there. And that's the first part. There's a second part of the evening where we're actually going to be looking at, well, now that we've connected to this amazing infinite intelligence, how do we stay connected? You know, Philip, as you know, there's a lot of opposition. Life happens. We get bogged down. We get people abusing us or people saying no to us. So we can get depressed. So the second part of the evening is, how do we stay connected to this magnificent inner wisdom despite the opposition that's on Earth? So that's a little bit of a hint as to what we're going to be doing.
I really like this because there's a quote that one of my mentors, Les Brown, always says, and that is, help somebody and help yourself. And what I'm hearing from you on the consciousness challenge is that you are helping. When you say help, when we're talking about helping somebody, you're helping the planet, you're helping the overall mindset, consciousness, and, if you will, vibration of the planet. But subsequently, by doing so, you're also helping yourself move up and out into a new level of awareness and subsequently, I would say, a new lifestyle. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. There is no separation or distinction between you growing and the planet growing as a whole. And this is the magic. You know, we are fully interconnected with everything. And the beauty of this is not only are we raising the planet's consciousness through this event, but as you said, you are going to learn how to tap into an unlimited pool of answers. So for every area of life, for every question you have about the best decisions to make, how to raise your child, what's your best career path, how to deal with particular situations, what is your purpose? We're going to teach you how to tap into all those answers. And I tell you what, you know, if there's ever been an instruction book in how to live life, that tapping into that is definitely the book we've all been looking for.
What is the web address for people to go to begin getting more information on the Consciousness Challenge?
Yeah, it is www.consciousnesschallenge.org. So consciousnesschallenge.org.
So talk to me about
online and book into the events.
Excellent. So talk to me about what people are going to. Now, obviously, you're going to be doing some live events, but you're also going to have online events, which obviously anybody can tap into anywhere around the world. How does that work?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Philippe. We really didn't want location to be an obstacle. And, you know, we haven't quite learned how to be everywhere all at once. So we've got to be doing, I'm working on it. But no matter,
if anybody will figure it out, it'll be you, Daniel.
yeah, thank you. So we thought, look, second best, we'll put on a webinar. Because we've been doing webinars for a little while now with great success, and this way people can just be on their computer and be part of this amazing journey. It will be recorded, so if people can't be there on the live event, they'll be able to log on afterwards. And whatever city you're in, whatever country you're in, you can connect in, and of course it's free, just like all the other events, and we'll be doing the very same journey that we're going to be doing live. But so yeah, it's going to be available for everyone. No obstacles, no reasons, no excuses. It's we're making it possible for everyone.
You know, what I think I also want people to get from this conversation you and I are having is that this is far more than just another version or stint of positive thinking. It goes well beyond that, does it not?
Oh, look, wow. You know, you know, there's been such a big movement in positive thinking and personal development, and what every single one of them have been trying to touch on, what they're trying to talk about, and many have not really been able to in various ways, and they've all been stepped up. And similarly, you know, we've all attended workshops and seminars that we've all put on the shelf, but this is something that cannot be put on the shelf. When you do this event, the skills that you learn, that intelligence that's been knocking all your life, it won't let you put it on the shelf. is just what's happening. We are all growing as a consciousness on the planet. It's the next level of our evolution. It is just inevitable. So this is the fast track to jumping on that train.
What is the first event?
First event is in San Diego. Very excited. We're leaving Australia to come to San Diego, and that's on the 22nd of March. So in just under 2 weeks, 22nd of March in San Diego at the, the details are on the web. We're just finalizing the venue there, but 22nd of March in San Diego and 29th of March in LA, 5th of April in Phoenix, 12th of April in Montreal, and then the online one a little bit later in May. So check online for those specific dates and locations.
This is fantastic. Now, obviously, this is going to go on beyond May. These are just some of the dates that you have currently, but this is pretty much going to be an ongoing thing. So when a person comes to the event, either in person or online, I'm sure you're going to give them something that they will be able to use anytime, any place, and I would assume that you would be giving them something that they will be able to apply immediately in their lives.
It is, they are going to learn such powerful tools right from the get-go. They're going to be learning. I don't want to give too much away, Philippe, so I'm kind of keeping a little bit under wraps, because it's almost like watching a movie, and I don't want to give away the ending. But exactly that. They're going to be learning right from the get-go tools that they can learn immediately, that they don't need to wait 6 months before they get any success. They'll be getting answers. They'll be accessing this infinite consciousness right during the evening. They'll have all the abilities right there ready to go to apply to any area of life. I'm so excited to put it on. As I said, this is really the culmination of my life's work. What took me 15 years or 36 years, however you look at it, we're going to be able to teach people in an evening event. We're really, we've worked very hard at making it really simple and really gentle for everyone.
This is incredible. I love it. I love it. So when we're talking about consciousness, you alluded earlier that we have a collection of DVDs, books, Kindles, television shows, just a sundry of seminars and workshops that we have all collected over the years that is basically sitting on the shelf of our mind. What I'm understanding about the consciousness challenge is that come as you are, because what you have, we're going to unlock that. It's already there. You've already done the work. Now it's time to activate what you have been seeking and trying to learn from day one. Is that a good assessment?
Yeah, that is perfect. It is absolutely perfect. I think, Philippe, there's been a huge misunderstanding for many of us in humanity. We are raised feeling that who we are right now is not enough, that we need to go to school, we need to add information, we need to go to college, we need to achieve all these things, because who we are isn't enough. And only by adding to ourselves do we become who we should become. And that's the big misunderstanding. Because when you pierce the veil, when you go into the truth, you actually get to see, and this is, I think, a challenging concept for many, but you actually get to see who we are already is already infinite. We have a library of all the information we need for our whole lifetime. We have genius at our fingertips. But because we've covered in all these layers of other people's beliefs, other people's opinions, other people's self-doubt, all that infinite possibilities that already exists is hidden underneath those layers. So what we're going to be doing in the consciousness challenge is going, whoa, let's remove all those layers of self-doubt and let's actually see who we are right now and tap into that perfection.
I'm loving this. It also appears that the work that you're going to be doing and the work that you have been doing is ageless, meaning that this is work that can be processed anywhere from 8 to 80 or beyond, that it doesn't matter where you are at in terms of your seeking this next level of mindset and consciousness. It doesn't matter where you're at. You're going to unlock.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think one of the key differences about the work that we do, we don't really give people information per se. We don't really give all the answers per se. What we do is we give people access to their own answers. So whatever level you're at, you're accessing your own answers, your own library of truth. So you're not having to be held back by the presenter's level of evolution or the trainer's level of understanding. You're being given a key that unlocks your inner wisdom. And that inner wisdom is going to be elevating you no matter what level you're at. So whether you're a teenager or whether you're in your 80s, you are going to be given the key to unlocking exactly the next level of truth for you. So, yes, spot on.
I love it. I love it. On the website, in big yellow letters, I love this, it says history does not need to repeat itself. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there's this belief system that says, you know, history repeats itself. That's just how life works. And when you look at things through the eyes of your intuition, when you look at things from your true space, your true self space, you get to see the only reason history repeats itself or has repeated itself is because the beliefs that we hold that create an experience and that create a war or create an argument, we pass those beliefs down from generation to generation. So history is only repeating itself because we keep passing on the same beliefs that created that event to begin with. But if we can intervene and start seeing ourselves as bigger than who we believe ourselves to be, then pass those expanded beliefs on to our children, then history will not repeat itself. We will see a new earth.
Oh, I love this. I love this. And my goodness, it is so needed in this day and age. How much is this work designed and processed through your incredible work called The All-Knowing Diary?
How much has it come from The All-Knowing Diary? Sorry, Philip.
Yes.
Yes. I missed that just a little bit.
Yes.
The All-Knowing Diary was a real big catalyst for us in terms of bringing what we know to the larger community. Through the guidance that I received from my own inner wisdom, it was very clear. It was like, all right, it's great what you're doing, but you need to take this now to the world. So the All-Knowing Diary has created a beautiful springboard to create the consciousness challenge, and it really serves as some background information as to what we're going to be doing and how all these things work.
Now, I'm sure people are saying, well, this all sounds great. Is there a cost associated with both either the online event or offline event?
No, there's no charge. There's no charge for these events. I must admit a frustration of ours, Philippe, is that during the time that we've been doing these workshops, you know, I've been very privileged to access this amazing information and these teachings. And then people would go, oh, I can't afford it. And it'd be frustrating for me. It's like, do you know what this is? You can't let money get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very clear to me. It was like, this needs to be presented in a way that it doesn't matter where anyone's at. They can come. It's a free event. It's free online. If people want to make a donation to help perpetuate these events around the world, well, that's optional and welcome, but it's absolutely free. It's absolutely free. And it's just so clear. There cannot be any reason for somebody to say no to raising their consciousness, and that's why it's free.
Now, this is blowing my mind because, you know, we hear some of these kinds of events, obviously, you know, even with lesser content and lesser value, and some can range into the tens of thousands of dollars. And here you are in a different continent, in Australia, spending your own time and your own dollar coming to America and to other parts of the world, sincerely, saying, hey, you know, you don't have to contribute anything. This is something that I want to give as an act of service and perhaps as a necessity of service to humanity. I'm flipping the dime here. So there's unequivocally no reason for anyone not to show up, either at a physical event if it's in their area or an online event or both.
That's the intention. It really is. I've gotten to a point or a realization, Philippe, that, you know, I have to share what I know. You know, it's inside of me, and it lights me up to share it. And you know, it's so fulfilling when there's a room full of people that you're getting to share this wisdom. You know, I've worked very hard to allow these insights in. And, you know, life would be boring if I didn't get to share it. And so, you know, call it a bit selfish, but this way I get to have an audience. I get to share some of the amazing, you know, insights that I've been privileged to. And everyone gets to benefit from that. And then we all get to benefit from it as a collective. And our planet gets to live on as a beautiful, you know, haven. And everyone wins.
Is this something that children and young adults can attend, or single parents can attend with their children and participate and work together with?
Yeah, look, you know, it's funny you mention that, because one of the objectives behind the Consciousness Challenge is that we're actually taking the content of the Consciousness Challenge and putting it onto a DVD for kids to watch with mum and dad. So to answer your question, it depends on what age. I think you probably want to have teenagers at the youngest at this event. But we're actually using the Consciousness Challenge to, you know, with the help of donations, if people want to give, to create what's called our Intuition for Kids DVD, which is going to really take them through a kids' version of the Consciousness Challenge. And you're going to love it, Philippe. It's this whole adventure story of a lost treasure map that unlocks, you know, the greatest treasure of all, their inner wisdom. And it's really cool. We're going to turn it into a little movie for kids.
I can't wait. You have my full support. And what I also noticed is that you allow volunteers on this wonderful journey. So again, talk to us about how people can volunteer and how people can help spread this message and move this message to every part and corner of the world.
Yeah, thank you. I think volunteers is really important, because, you know, there's, you know, my wife and I and a couple of members of our team in Australia, and really the world's a very big place. And if people want to put up the hand and volunteer, it could be as simple as posting, you know, the little banner, the little image on their Facebook to spread the word about the event. It could be about attending the event and helping people as they're coming in and sitting them down. It could be about, if you know people in the media or, you know, people in magazines that you could put us in touch with so we can get the word out through that way. So everyone has a way to give, a way to contribute. So come online, drop us an email. There's a contact form on the website at consciousnesschallenge.org. And however you would like to volunteer, you know, we're open. This is going to take all of us, you know, to really make that difference. So we're so open and welcome any help in any form.
I thank you again, Daniel, for you know, contacting me and asking me to have you back on the show, because I couldn't wait to have you back on the show. And so you came back with something absolutely incredible. And as I said, you have our full support. Is there anything else that you want to convey and say to the listeners about consciousness and or the Consciousness Challenge?
I do, and I firstly want to say, Philippe, I really want to thank you for your support in having me on your show, so I can help get this message out to your listeners. So that is immensely appreciated. And to answer your question, yeah, thank you. I would like to say to the listeners that if you feel that slight little reaction of, oh, I can't go to that event, I won't get it, it's not going to work for me, or you know, that little kind of gnawing feeling, just know that is coming from your self-doubt. It's not real, and don't allow yourself to be stopped by it. It's the thing that stops us. For many of us, it is a form of self-sabotage. We subconsciously hold ourselves back. But don't let it stop you, because this is what Consciousness Challenge is all about. It's all about seeing yourself as more. So just push through that, and we hope to see you at the event.
Fantastic. Thank you, my friend Daniel. The website again is consciousnesschallenge.org, and you can go there and get all of the information necessary to participate in the upcoming events, both live in person as well as online. I believe the email address is consciousnesschallenge@gmail.com if you are interested in becoming a volunteer. So please send an email to Daniel and his crew to participate and help get the word out, especially using social media. And Daniel, just thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and time and contacting us and having you on the show. And, of course, again, I'm going to say, come back on the show. If you have anything coming up, if you have anything coming up, and you're doing anything, you have a home, a permanent residence on the Philippe Matthews Show.
You're such a beautiful man, Philippe. I think I'm just going to create things just so I can be on your show.
Fantastic. Whatever the motivation is, it's going to make the world better and make everyone fully express themselves and live their dreams and live their power. So I just want to thank you, man, for being you and showing up at this time, in this place, in this era. You are needed, loved, and blessed. Thank you.
Ah, oh, you're a beautiful man. Thanks so much for having me, Philippe, and thanks, everyone, for all your amazing support. Thank you.
All right, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it. See you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.